ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 12। So it's in prose, so we'll go by word meaning. Taya, by that, ittham, in this manner, avirata, constant, purusha, of the Supreme Lord, paricharyaya, by service, bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, pravardhamana, constantly increasing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. That most exalted devotee, Maharaj Bharat, in this way engaged constantly in the devotional service of the Lord, naturally his love for Vasudev, Krishna, increased more and more and melted his heart. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. The hairs of his body stood on end and all the ecstatic bodily symptoms were manifest. Tears flowed from his eyes, so much so that he could not see anything. Thus he constantly meditated on the reddish lotus feet of the Lord. At that time his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with water of ecstatic love. When his mind was immersed in that lake, he even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. Purport. When one is actually advanced in ecstatic love for Krishna, 8 transcendental blissful symptoms are manifest in the body. Those are the symptoms of perfection arising from loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Maharaj Bharat was constantly engaged in devotional service, all the symptoms of ecstatic love were manifest in his body. Om Ajnana, the oldest son of Rishabhdev, after ruling the earth for 10 million years, has now renounced everything, and he really could renounce because he had everything that a human being would want, and he is now in Pulaha Ashram, and in this ashram where also the holy river Gandaki flows and which provides innumerable worshipable forms of the Supreme Lord in the form of Shaligram Shila. There he led a very, very simple life, very austere life, eating simply vegetables and fruits and performing with a very devout heart devotional service into the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His worshipable Lord was Vasudev. So totally free from all kinds of material desires, and also with an uncontaminated heart, he worshipped the Lord with great intensity. So it is described that his love for Krishna increased progressively to such an extent that his heart melted. Anuraga bhara druta hrudaya. So heart melting. And there were ashta sattvic transformations about which we read today in his body, and such as ecstatic crying, trembling, etc. So this is the description of anubhava about which I can only talk theoretically. Nevertheless, I was just going through the nectar of devotion to understand something about these symptoms, and was happy to find that Srila Prabhupada, of course based on Srila Rupa Goswami's teachings, discusses some of the bodily symptoms that are manifested by a devotee in expressing his ecstatic love for Krishna. Whenever he sees the beautiful transcendental archavigra form of the Lord or hears the pastimes, anything that has to do, which has sambandha with Krishna, very often a devotee who's heart is overflowing with love for Krishna manifests some of these symptoms which we are reading about in the case of Maharaj Bharat. So some of the symptoms are very familiar. One is dancing. So whenever there is kirtan, devotees dance, we just had a manifestation of that, ecstatic dancing. So it is described that while watching the rasa dance of Lord Shiva, of Lord Krishna and the gopis, Lord Shiva happened to see at the beautiful, he gazed at the beautiful countenance of Lord Krishna, and then he suddenly started dancing out of ecstatic love for Krishna. And it is described that his eldest son Ganapati also joined in this venture. Then rolling on the ground, this we don't see so much in the temple at times. So Vidura actually inquires from Uddhava, his inquiry, when he meets Uddhava, he inquires about the welfare of the Yadu dynasty. He inquires after several members, and then finally he comes to Akrur. And when he comes to the example of Akrur, he says, please tell me whether Akrur is doing well. He says that he is a faultless soul. He is described as Anamivaha. Fully surrendered unto Krishna. He is Bhagavat Prapanna. And then goes on to say that he once lost his mental equilibrium. He lost his dhairya. Why? Due to his ecstasy of transcendental love for Krishna, when he saw the footprints of the Lord in the dust of Raja. So the dust of the road which marked the footprints of Lord Krishna, described as Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsushu, he simply went into deep ecstasy and he fell flat on the ground and he rolled in that. So rolling on the ground is one of the ecstatic symptoms that is described. Then singing loudly. Yes, this we are very familiar. So when Narad Muni, I am not saying that all of us are in that bhava stage. I am simply trying to relate to things that I am seeing around. Yeah. So when Narad Muni was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he was chanting so loudly, it is described that it was apprehended that Lord Narasimha Dev himself had manifested. He was chanting so loudly. And it seemed that all the demons began to flee. Narad Muni is normally a harmless personality, pure devotee of the Lord. But when he started chanting so loudly, that it was apprehended that Narasimha Dev himself had manifested. And then people ran, the demons ran in different directions. Then stretching the body, this is one of the ecstatic symptoms. So it is described that when Narad Muni remembered Krishna in great ecstasy, he stretched his body so much that his sacred thread gave away. So, well, this is there. Then crying loudly. So crying loudly is when the heart is filled with profound love for the Lord and you feel a sense of separation from the Lord. Then there is this mode of lamentation. So a gopi once said to Krishna, my dear son of Nanda Maharaj, by the sound of your flute, Srimati Radharani has become so full of lamentation that she is crying like a kurari bird. So this is an ecstatic symptom. Then yawning. Now, we all of us yawn at different times for different reasons. But here, yawning, it is said that when the full moon rises, the lotus petals become expanded. When the moon rises, the lotus petals become expanded. Similarly, when the Supreme Lord Krishna would appear before Srimati Radharani, her face, which is compared to a lotus flower, would expand by her yawns, ecstatic yawns. Then breathing heavily. So as a heavy wind sometimes disperses a mighty cloud, so the heavy breath from Lalita Sakhi's nostrils caused her to miss Krishna, who had disappeared by the time she recovered herself. So Lord Krishna was there. He was there 1 minute, next minute he was not there. And that ecstasy, you know, she was breathing so heavily that in the process she just lost sight of Krishna. Then neglecting the presence of others. So the example given is that of Dvijapatni. The Dvijapatni is in ecstatic love for Krishna. They left everything. They left their homes. They left everything because they wanted to carry bhoga. They wanted to carry bhoga for Krishna and Balaram. about whom they had not seen them, but they had simply heard about them. They heard vivid description of their glories, and this had put them into that ecstatic mood. They were anxious to go, rush and serve. So in the process, they completely became oblivious of others, namely their husbands, the dvijas, who were very rigid, who thought that they were well-read in Vedas. Now here there was love of Godhead, which manifested itself, and they neglected the presence of their husband. Then drooling, running down of saliva from the mouth. So it is described that Narad Muni, while chanting Hare Krishna, became stunned and saliva oozed from his mouth. Now, very many times saliva oozes from our mouths for other reasons. We may see a rasgulla and saliva may come out of our, tongue. But basically, this is an ecstatic symptom, and laughing like a madman. So when a devotee laughs very loudly like a madman, it is done out of an extraordinary agitation of ecstatic love within the heart. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami also gives scientific reasons why these various phenomena occur. We won't go into the details, though I am a scientist, so-called scientist by profession, but I don't want to go into the technicalities. Suffice it to say that these are some of the ecstatic symptoms. There are others also, which are there, very much there, when the heart of a devotee overflows or becomes overwhelmed for love of Krishna. Amazingly, many of these symptoms that we have discussed, we have already done it in our childhood. Rolling and all these things we do in childhood, quite innocently. You may roll on the ground, asking for something from your mother. When the mother doesn't give it, you roll on the ground. You laugh. When you are wanting to eat something, saliva may come out of our mouth. All these things happen, obviously. But this is a state in which we are talking about perfection of love for Godhead. And these symptoms are manifest at that point in time. So whether these ecstatic symptoms are peculiar only to those devotees who are pure devotees, who are on the highest platform, who have got spontaneous love, raganuga bhakti, or is it that other lesser mortals can also one day be in that state? So that's a question that one may like to ask. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that the ecstatic love of Godhead can be potently invoked simply by following the rules and regulations of devotional service as they are prescribed in the Shastra and guidance under the guidance of a spiritual master. So it means that whatever we are pursuing, in whatever path we are pursuing, we are on the right track. That, of course, one doesn't perform bhakti to develop ecstatic symptoms. It would be very foolish to think that we are doing it for that purpose. No, we are simply trying to be on the path of bhakti. And if the Lord so desires, and if we reach that stage of perfection, maybe it will happen, maybe it will not happen. So we are not so much concerned with the ecstatic symptoms. But nevertheless, we want to know because several devotees exhibit it. And we read about it in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many beautiful examples. There is one nice example when one of the Navayogendras, whose name is Kavi, he first, he spoke to Maharaj Nimi and he talks about these symptoms and which can be attained by this systematic process of following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Evam vratasva priya nama kirtya jata anurago dhruta chitta ucchay asatyatho roditi rauti gayati unmadavat rutyati lokabaya. Says that by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord. And he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, that's what we are reading here today also, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. These are the symptoms which he displays. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman. Unmadavat nrutyati. For he is, and why does he dance like a madman? Because he's not very much concerned whether somebody is watching him, somebody is seeing him. When the devotees are dancing when beautiful kirtan is going on and devotees are dancing, they don't, you know, keep looking here and there is somebody watching me while I am dancing. No, it's a very spontaneous reaction or very spontaneous thing that happens when you get overwhelmed by the love that you feel. May not be very permanent, even temporarily. And therefore, these such people, such devotees, are indifferent to public opinion. It's called lokabayaha. So they're not worried about public opinion, whether somebody is watching me or somebody is not watching me. Because they're simply thinking of the Supreme Lord and they're simply full of love for the Lord, and they get carried over by that and they're not bothered about public opinion, what's happening. Then you have some two beautiful verses in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with Prahlad Maharaj. And it is amazing that Prahlad Maharaj is discussing his experiences while he was in the womb of his mother. And Narad Muni is actually instructing Prahlad Maharaj's mother, which Prahlad Maharaj in the womb has absorbed. And now his friends in the, what you call, Academy for Demons. What is his name? What are those? Amaraka and Chanda. So in their academy, the friends are asking, how come, you know, you have developed these divine traits? How did it happen in your case? And then Prahlad goes on to explain how he imbibed these transcendental truths just by hearing while in the womb of his mother. And in this series of verses, there are two verses which I would like to share with you. First one is, Nishamya karmani gunana tulyan viryani lila tanubhikrutani yada atiharsha utpulaka shrugadgadam protkanta udgayati rauti nrutyati. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling his friends, he says that one who is situated in devotional service is certainly the controller of his senses and is thus a liberated person. When such a liberated person, a pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations for the performance of various pastimes, his hair stands on end on his body. Then tears fall from his eyes. In his spiritual realization, his voice starts faltering. Sometimes he openly dances. Sometimes he sings loudly. Sometimes he cries. Thus he expresses his transcendental jubilation. So Prahlad Maharaj is describing how transcendental jubilation finds an expression in case of devotees in this very, very spontaneous way. And then he says something even more beautiful. He says, Yada griha grasta eva chita hasyati akrandate dhyayati vandate janam muhushvasan vakti hare jagatpate narayana iti atmamati gatatrapaha. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying here that when a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, graha grasta, when a person is haunted by a ghost, the person within, he simply doesn't know, the living entity doesn't know what is happening to him. So he is actually like a mechanical device being operated by the person who is haunting him. So here, in this beautiful analogy, it is being said that when a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs, very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation. And he offers respect to every living entity, considering him to be a devotee of the Lord. And constantly he is breathing heavily. He becomes careless of social etiquette. Gatatrapaha. This is what we find as a common thing. Gatatrapaha. He's not bothered about the etiquette. And loudly chants like a madman. Narayana. He chants, Hare Krishna, O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. Not bothered about the social etiquette at all. He just gives expression to the love that he feels for the Supreme Lord. So thus, these are some of the ecstatic symptoms about which we have read, and we find that these were very beautifully manifest in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from the Supreme Lord himself. And especially those verses come to mind when Lord Chaitanya was in Banaras and one of his devotee brahmanas very much wanted that Prakashananda Saraswati with all his thousands of disciples, he becomes a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord, this Prakashananda Saraswati was a confirmed impersonalist, a Mayavadi, and it was the cherished desire of the devotee of Lord Chaitanya that somehow or the other this arrogant Prakashananda Saraswati becomes a devotee. So when he arranges for a meeting, we won't go into the whole story. So he arranges for some kind of a conference where all Prakashananda Saraswati and all his disciples gather, and somehow or the other he manages to persuade the Lord to also come and attend. So at that point in time, it's a long story, what happens is that Prakashananda Saraswati addresses Lord Chaitanya and asks him two questions. Those two questions are very straightforward. Prakashananda Saraswati asked Lord Chaitanya, meditation and service, study of Vedanta, these are the sole duties of a sannyasi. Then why are you abandoning these duties to dance with fanatics? Because he has heard that Lord Chaitanya is not, you know, speaking on Vedanta. He is dancing in ecstasy, so he is worried. He is sincerely worried about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, such a wonderful, beautiful personality, such magnanimous personality, and according to his perception, Lord Chaitanya is wasting his time. So he genuinely wants to help him. This is that meditation and study of Vedanta. Why are you not doing it? You are a sannyasi. You should be doing this. Why have you abandoned all this and you are dancing like a madman? Why are you doing that? Then again he says that you look as brilliant as if you were Narayana himself. Will you kindly explain the reason why you have adopted this behavior of lower class of people? So you feel that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not conforming to the expected behavior of a sannyasi who is wearing saffron. Instead, he is doing all kinds of things. So Lord Chaitanya at that point in said that, my Guru Maharaj, he has said that you are a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that since I received this order from my spiritual master, I always chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then he told him that, but one thing has happened. By this process of chanting of this holy name, I have become bewildered, somewhat mad. So he says, Dhairya dharite nari hailama unmat, hasi kandi nachi gai aiche madamat. So he says that while chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself and thus I laugh, cry, dance and sing just like a madman. And therefore he says, the Lord says, that I approached my spiritual master and asked him whether I had gone mad. And then my spiritual master replied, Krishna nama maha mantrer eita swabhav yei jape tar krishna upajaye bhav. So it is the nature of the Hare Krishna maha mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also giving us this assurance. We are not talking about the ecstatic symptoms. We are talking about that love of Godhead. This can be developed simply by this process of chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself, and his symptoms of ecstasy surpassed all human experience. It is not just 8 symptoms. I don't want to go into the details of all the symptoms which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited, but they are simply wonderful. They are inconceivable, beyond the scope of our tiny brain. So this cannot be imitated. This is not something which we can imitate. But nevertheless, simply by reading this, we can feel inspired that this process which Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and our spiritual masters have given us, this process is very, very valid. something that will one day take us to love of Godhead. Whether symptoms are manifested or not manifested is not at all the point. So this is something which you have to understand. Unfortunately, very many people imitate the symptoms. They really don't have love of Godhead in their heart, but they simply want to imitate, show that they are in that. So this particular attitude is condemned, because spirituality is not for exhibition. It is a quality of the heart. And therefore, when somebody exhibits it, if it happens spontaneously, it is totally a different story. But if one makes an attempt to exhibit it and impress others that, you know, I am highly advanced devotee, then that is condemned. So we have a very beautiful pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, whose name we chant every day. So there's a wonderful story which is a very educative as well. So once it so happened that there was a snake charmer, and he was performing a musical dance at the house of a very wealthy zamindar of that village, very rich man there. At that time, it so happened by the will of providence that Srila Haridas Thakur happened to arrive on that particular spot. So as behoves a very, very simple devotee of the Lord, Trunadapi Sunichena, so he stood little away from the scene of the dance that was going on. And he was seeing the snake charmer performing a dance. And this snake charmer was dancing to the tune that was being sung by a singer. And that singer was singing the glories of Sri Krishna. And he was singing with such pathos in his, you know, heart, that as soon as Haridas Thakur heard this pathetic, you know, narration, he was totally overwhelmed. And this song that was being sung was about the Supreme Lord Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. It was very, very relevant kind of a situation. On one hand, the snake charmer was performing his dance, and the singer was describing the glories of the Supreme Lord when he performed this taming of Kaliya, Kaliya Mardan. So the two together had an overwhelming influence on the pure devotee of the Lord Haridas Thakur. So he fell down. He was transported with divine ecstasy, and he fell down unconscious. And after a short time, he regained his consciousness. He became conscious again. And now, fully enveloped by this ecstatic mood, he thundered in a loud voice and with incomparable joy and danced in manifold ways. He danced, you can imagine Haridas Thakur dancing, you know, in ecstatic symptoms. And as he was dancing, this snake charmer, who was also dancing to begin with, he saw this beautiful dance of Haridas Thakur, and then immediately he realized that what he was doing was something highly material, and this was something very, very transcendental. So immediately he stopped his dance. He stopped his dance and then allowed Srila Haridas Thakur to dance in his ecstatic mood. Very, very rare thing, he was dancing. And then Haridas Thakur, he rolled on the ground. All the eight spiritual symptoms, perturbations, after sattvic transformations, such as tears, shivering, hair standing on end, all these manifested profusely on Srila Haridas Thakur's transcendental body. And especially he was moved when he was hearing the glories of Lord Krishna so compassionately taming this Kaliya, who had spewed poison and killed so many birds and so many cows. Even to such a cruel man, the Lord, you know, was showing his mercy by dancing on his hoods and giving him, you know, his love. So Haridas Thakur started weeping. He started crying. He wept ceaselessly. So the spectators who were there, who were watching, who had come to watch the snake dancers dance, they were spellbound by what they saw. They did not know what divine ecstasy was, But they surely could recognize that here was a pure devotee of the Lord who is displaying this divine ecstasy. So then suddenly Haridas Thakur stopped dancing. He was out of that. He came to his normal consciousness. And all the spectators who were there, they literally picked up the dust on which Haridas Thakur had danced. They took and they smeared themselves on their body. And then Haridas Thakur, as though nothing had happened, he left that place. So he was totally not conscious, as has been described earlier, no social etiquette norms. He just walked away. In that crowd, there was a Brahmana. Now this Brahmana, he was highly hypocritical and ambitious also. He said that Haridas Thakur is not a Hindu. And when he danced, he got so much respect. Now I am a Brahmana. If I dance, how much more respect will I get? So this kind of thinking, he also started dancing. And in a mock fit of frenzy, he also fell down as if senseless. Now the snake charmer and the spectators, they could see through this hypocritical act. They could see that here is a cheat. I think every human being is endowed with intelligence to discriminate between what is genuine and what is fake. If only we are blind, we don't see what is, you know, fake. Most of the time we get lured away by the so-called spiritual practices which are all fake. And we, as Srila Prabhupada would oftentimes say, that real jewelry shops are very few. Fake, you know, artificial jewelry, you get dime a dozen. Thousands of shops which will market this. But real jewelry shops are very few. Similarly, the genuine ecstatic symptoms which Haridas Thakur manifested, those could not have been imitated. So the people saw through this cheating Brahmana, and the snake charmer, not only was he annoyed, angry, he came and gave a thorough beating to this Brahmana. Beat him thoroughly, Brahmana just ran away. So thus, these ecstatic symptoms are not something that one imitates. So we find that the Shad Goswamis of Vrindavan, who abandoned everything that they had, wearing just kaupina, and just, you know, though they were in highest gopi bhav, still they never demonstrated their symptoms of ecstasy. So this is something really great. The pure Vaishnavas, they are not demonstrative about it. We also read from Prabhupada Lilamrita and elsewhere that how when Srila Prabhupada, rarely ever, it never happened to him in public that, you know, he would demonstrate his ecstatic symptoms. But maybe once while singing Sri Radha Madhav, he becomes choked with ecstasy and not able to continue. Or maybe a teardrop comes from his eyes, glistens and falls out. These are rare occasions where Srila Prabhupada demonstrated his symptoms of ecstasy. So the devotees of the Lord are not exhibitionists. They do not demonstrate this. But once in a way, when they are overwhelmed, they may show it. So thus it was in case of Srila Prabhupada. So the devotees, like us also, sometimes when kirtan is going on, we dance. We dance in ecstatic way. Sometimes the dance may not look very, you know, very nice to people or something like that. So I remember that when we were in Mayapur recently for that Abhishek ceremony, that occasion to hear His Grace Udayananda Prabhu, I'd just like to narrate this and then conclude my lecture. So His Grace Udayananda Prabhu was telling that once the devotees of Srila Prabhupada, the kirtan going on, and the devotees were dancing. One can say they're dancing like mad. But really dancing, full of vigor. And there was a sannyasi. The sannyasi saw what was going on. And he felt that this is not how it should be. Dancing should not be like this. So he went to Srila Prabhupada. And he told him, Srila Prabhupada, something must be done. What is going on is not proper. This dance is not proper. So Prabhupada, just for a minute, you know, he just pondered. Then he looked at straight in the eyes of the sannyasi and told him, this is what happens to devotees when they develop Krishna prema. So there and then he settled the issue. So when the devotees dance ecstatically, when it comes out of spontaneous, as a spontaneous reciprocation of hearing kirtan or seeing the deity, that is something very, very natural. Nothing to be imitated, nothing to be copied. So what we are reading today is therefore something beyond my comprehension in terms of anubhava, but something very, very glorious in terms of understanding that the process of whatever sadhana bhakti we are following, that process is perfect. The Srimad Bhagavatam and the authorities vouch for the perfection of the process. And all of us in the process are deriving a lot of joy and ecstasy. May not be, you know, shedding tears, hair may not be standing on end, and all these things may not be happening. But most certainly all of us are joyous. Whether it is dancing, whether it is japa, whether it is feasting, all of us are happy. As Srila Prabhupada would say, that the process is very, very happy, very, very ecstatic. So, would say, chant and be happy. So we can chant and be happy. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comments or questions or whatever, welcome. Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.